bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. For Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, there's lots of buzz going around about the draft that's coming, but you won't find one seeping through Pella's windows and doors. In fact, you should make Pella your number one pick, because right now you can take advantage of no-interest financing options or free glass upgrades. Their talented designers and installers can match your unique home through seamless customization. So certain restrictions apply. Deal ends April 30th. You only got about 15 days or so. So place your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. 833-212-1017 is the number. We were talking about conspiracy theories and all the jazz that's going on with that. Al, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What's up?
I got a conspiracy theory that the one conspiracy theory I believe is the reason why racism is out of control.
Okay.
Is because a lot of white women don't want to breed white man seed, and he's feeling left out.
But if that were the case, then there would actually be more mixed baby children in the world than white and black children, and I don't really see.
No, I'm talking about now, though. I'm talking about now, because a lot of white women don't want to have a white man's baby, and this was what I've been hearing.
And how many people have you been hearing that from?
Well, I've been hearing it from a lot. It's not the whole world, but a lot of them. Well, for me, I talk to a lot. I ain't gonna say 100, but most white women I come in contact to, they don't want to breed white man seed, and the white man is upset about that.
How do you know white man is upset about that?
Because we think about it.
No. Give me the proof that you have that white men are upset about that.
Well, let's see. You take your time and your effort to be worried about black people and about abortions, but it's the white women that's having the most abortions. White women don't want to breed a white man seed. All you got to do is talk to a couple of white women.
So you're coming up with the reason why white women don't want to do something based on 20 white women who told you a reason, and you're assuming men are mad about that when, in fact, you haven't talked to them at all.
A lot of them are.
Have you talked to them?
Do you know how white men do you know how white men think?
Yes, I do.
How would you feel? How would you feel if you was a white man and a white woman don't want to breed your seed?
How would you feel if you were a black man and a black woman didn't want to breed your seed?
Well, it depends. Well, if I'm all about black, I would be hurt. But considering if I'm afraid of losing power and I'm thinking about what black people are doing, then I would look at it as a threat.
So you're giving the reason why someone else feels a certain way, but you really have no evidence that that's actually true.
Well, I'm just looking at how the world is.
No, I'm asking you for proof.
Okay, well, just watch TV and listen to white people.
Oh,
and listen
okay.
to the racism. Because right. it comes back to black, and okay. they have a dark history. All right, bye-bye.
So how do you connect that without any evidence whatsoever? But because you believe it, that makes it true. And what about all the women that are married to white supremacist men or follow in that trope and are anti-black, like hate black everything? They just tolerate it because they have to. But would just as soon move you back to Africa than to live here near you. God forbid have your children. It'll be another Emmett Till incident. And so we carry these things, but we don't really have, you know, some. There's a difference in a conspiracy to do something and a theory that something is a conspiracy, but it's really not. Because I'm still waiting on the proof. Anne said, balderdash. Wow, really, Anne? I have to believe progress is being made across the board. Well, Anne, let me go back. Based on personal experience, it's really not. It's really not. And we have to look at the small pop-ups of things that occur, like January 6th, like Charlottesville, of what the underlying condition is in the white community. We talk about powerful white women, but there really aren't a lot. White men have taken over the world who believe the world is theirs and they're going to do what they want to do. We could pretend or we could like it just, you know. Do we grow in wisdom? No. Do we grow in grace? Nope. We take over. Just like we did when we came to America. And I'm speaking the euphemistic we, because I'm American, but I'm not white. And when you come in and you kill everybody and cause disease to rampage natives that are here and take land, and then have the audacity to say, because you created a government, now they have to kowtow to the government. You don't owe them anything. And then you give them land, you give them money, you give them the ability to make money, but you don't really give them money, the ability to make money legitimately. You give them the ability to make money using what? Casinos. And so where do we get off, right? Where do we figure out that many of the maladies that are occurring in America today were not caused by black people, were not caused by Hispanic people, were caused by the actions of people who came over here, created this country, dedicated it, had the audacity to lie to people to say it was freedom for all when it wasn't, who didn't give women the vote until, what, 1923, 21, under suffrage, and then didn't give it to black women at all, or black men for that matter, until after Jim Crow. And now are pushing to use natural disasters to come in and take over and make people acquiesce to what they believe America is. And that's crazy. You don't get to the point of being. See, here's the problem. Here's a problem that people have. You created a country that actually worked. That if you came here and you worked and you grew up here and you had citizenship and you weren't naturalized, you could do anything you wanted to do. You could build anything you want to build. And if you are naturalized, you could do the same thing because you're what? A citizen. And you forgot that some of the most tenacious, resilient, intellectual builders, professors, computer scientists, and scientists are black. And so now you take advantage of it. If every black, I probably should say, if every black man married a black woman, there would still be more than enough white women in the world. What would I say? Black man married white women? Anyway, if enough black men married white women, if all of them did, there would still be more than enough white women in the world to procreate and still have more white people. Like, that's how ridiculous the argument is. And I think there'd be riots before that happened. So I'm just saying. But to go to Ann's point, aren't we beyond that? Are we beyond race? When she talked about we grow in wisdom, hopefully, the problem I have, Ann, is that you put the word hopefully. How about we just grow in wisdom, period, and make that the point? Progress has been made, but there are a good number of reasons why black people have not risen to where they should be. And I mean not in comparison to white people, but just in just who they are, have not. What drains me before we go to break is watching white people act like they're the saviors of black people. As if white people have done so many things for us that you want to then come in and fix us. Or make it happen. We'll do it for you. And it makes no sense. None. Makes absolutely no sense. But yet, that's what we do. And later, we're going to talk about Hurricane Katrina. Some of the stuff that came out of Hurricane Katrina. Amazing. Now, you got to do what? Weather machines now? What, you got a weather machine that made the tornado, the hurricane come? And woo! Lordy, lordy.
Number 5.
April 14th, that's today. It's 414 day. Like April 4th month, 14th day. Celebration at All Things Milwaukee, and the tradition has expanded every year, paying homage to what makes the city so great. The fun started at the Milwaukee Fire Department. That's unfortunate. Station 14 should have started at the police department. Anyway, where Mayor Cavalier Johnson boarded Engine 14, temporarily renamed Engine 414 for a ride to City Hall. Oh, that's so cute. Now I don't want to read that story anymore. I think I'm going to go to the to the next story.
Number 4.
From WISN.com, the police are investigating a Milwaukee County Transit System bus crash with injuries in Oak Creek. About 6:30 this morning at the intersection of Howell and College, just south of Mitchell International Airport, near the entrance of MATC Oak Creek campus, News Chopper 12 was over the crash scene and saw the MCTS bus in the intersection with a heavily damaged car nearby. At least two people were transported from the scene by ambulance, and that's according to the spokesperson. The bus driver was taken to the hospital to be evaluated. There were no passengers on the bus at the time. Oak Creek police have not released details about the cause of the crash and the investigation that remains. So, what happens is you try to beat a bus. I don't know what happened in the crash. I'm just assuming, especially when you see a bus and you see a car that's basically crushed. So I think people seem to think that buses, I don't know what people think. I saw a woman speeding up I-43 today so fast that it scared me. You know those people that speed up in the left lane? And they speed up so fast in the left lane that they like almost rear end the car in front of them? Like in your trunk? Like if you tap the brakes, they would hit you. And they expect you to move. They're going 85 miles an hour in a 55, and they expect you to move. What is the speed that if I'm passing on the left and I'm doing, the speed limit is 55 and I'm doing 60 or 65, if you want to pass me in the left lane, you should probably go around because I'm not moving. I refuse to move. Well, that's not proper etiquette. Yeah, it is. I'm not moving. This young lady was going 85 miles an hour and had to slam on her brakes not to run into the car in front of her in the left lane. And I looked over and there was a baby in a car seat behind her. And I know what somebody said. Baby might have been sick. Then why weren't you blowing your horn and flashing your lights? If you'd have called an ambulance, you probably could have got them quick. Like, there's so many scenarios. Like, what you're doing isn't showing me that, yeah, there's a problem. You are not going to beat a bus. I don't care what kind of car you got. I don't care what kind of SUV you get. You ain't beating a bus. Unless you're a dump truck, you are not beating a bus. And you get, it's like your pinky and your entire foot. You just can't. You're going to break something. It's unfortunate, but I mean, I'm just saying.
Number three.
Speaking of driving, Fox 6 Now reminds us drivers in Milwaukee and Waukesha County can expect traffic impacts. What is a traffic impact? What is a traffic impact? That's the lying way of telling you that now I-41 rehabilitation and I-94 resurfacing is starting to take place, and you're going to be getting jacked. It's the next phase of the Wisconsin Department of Transportation's I-41 rehabilitation project targeted between Burleigh and Silver Spring. Construction is scheduled to be completed by, you ready? Summer 2026. DOT said, during the day, traffic will be reduced to two lanes in both directions, down to one lane overnight. North Avenue on-ramp to northbound I-41 will be closed until late this summer. But what about Waukesha? Well, don't feel bad. I-94 between Highway 83 and Highway 16. This comes with overnight lane and ramp closures on east and westbound I-94 and on some local roads, which includes concrete pavement repairs, final pavement markings. And so we don't like to travel that far, of course. We don't travel that far. But you need to check 511. Like, if you don't know what 511 is, 511 gives you all the construction. It's 511wi.gov. And you can literally look at the map, look at the traffic, look at all the things that you need to know when you're about to travel. Because I'm going to tell you, this summer is not going to be a fun summer at all. Which leads me to
number two.
I don't know which story to do because both of them kind of go, wow, really? But I'm going to go with my number two. This from TMJ4. So the Social Security Administration will implement changes today in an attempt to cut down on fraud that happens over the telephone, and beneficiaries have mixed reactions about what this could mean for them. Alice Capitel, who traveled to the Social Security office in Sheboygan today, said, I was on the phone for 2.5 hours. They just disconnected me, so I called back and it rang, and it did the same thing. You can't get through. She says she gets frustrated when she has to call into the agency, but for her, it's still easier than coming in person. I don't drive, I'm disabled, and I don't have a car. That's the reality for many Americans who benefit from the program. Her daughter is quick to jump in to help even after working a second shift. I have to get up early in the morning. Then I have to drive and pick her up in Cleveland. And then I have to come here. It takes about a half hour, 45 minutes one way. These types of trips may soon become more common because starting today, the Social Security Administration will enforce rules aimed at cracking down on fraud that happens over the phone. Under the direction of Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, the agency will conduct checks on all applications for benefits that happen over the phone and will flag potential fraud. Wouldn't you think you would send people there to check on the person? Anyway, if a claim is flagged, the applicant will need to visit an in-person office, which can be challenging for those who are disabled or living far from the nearest office. According to the Social Security Administration, about 40% of fraud happens over the phone. Their goal is to simply align security measures with most banks, and they say all other SSA telephone services remain unchanged. Well, then if that's the case, then why won't you change it and then fix the system? Like, if you don't have the people, why wouldn't you make it automated so that people could have it? And I don't really understand that. I just don't understand that. That makes absolutely no sense to me. But then again, I'm just one guy.
Number one.
From CNN Politics, the White House and El Salvador's president make clear mistakenly deported man won't be returning to the U.S. So Trump met with Bukele. The Trump administration met with El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele. And they made it clear during an Oval Office visit today that the Maryland man who was wrongly deported to El Salvador won't be brought back to the U.S. White House officials haven't argued it's up to El Salvador whether they do or not, despite a Supreme Court ruling that the U.S. must facilitate his return. And so when you think about it, it's important to remember that the White House and the El Salvadorian president literally met today and said, no, he's not coming back. But yet the Supreme Court voted 9-0 that the White House must facilitate Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia's return. White House officials are arguing that it's up to the El Salvadorian government to do so. The president, when asked, said it would be preposterous to bring him back. If you're suggesting I smuggle a terrorist into the United States, how can I smuggle a terrorist to the United States? Of course I'm not going to do it. The question is preposterous. Senior White House officials have objected to the judge's rulings in recent days and argued that a court cannot intervene in foreign. See, this is the lie that the Trump administration tells. This has nothing to do with foreign policy. That is an idiotic comment by a senior White House official who won't get named. It's about violating a person who was in the country legally, thus he has access to the U.S. Constitution. This has nothing to do with foreign policy. This man was not deported because of foreign policy. He was deported because you thought he was an illegal and he wasn't. He was here legally on a judge's order. Now the United States Supreme Court has ordered you to bring this man back. Here's what I would suggest. Hey, Supreme Court, go to the Department of Justice, get a warrant, and take whoever won't bring that person back. What's his name? The guy that works for Homeland Security that's bringing all these people, and arrest him for contempt of court. And tell him he will sit his behind in jail until he does it. Because that's the only way they're going to get this guy back. To be mistakenly sent back to your country where you're told that this guy has a price on his head, they're going to kill him if you send him back. You accidentally send him back, even though he has an order that says he can stay here, and nobody in the Justice Department checked whoever scooped them up, hold them in contempt. We've gotten a woman out of Russia, and you don't think we can get somebody out of El Salvador? This guy's not a terrorist. He was here legally, and the Supreme Court agreed 9-0. This is a constitutional issue. It has nothing to do with foreign policy. And answer me this. How can it be foreign policy and the guy's already here?
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017. Saying, I just read something and went like, what? Lana Banana said, did Elon Musk say communication between Social Security and beneficiaries must communicate via Twitter or X? Yes and no. Weeks after Social Security, I can't talk to that. Too many. Look, this used to be full. Sunflower seeds. It's my snack. Told y'all I was on a diet. Told y'all I was starting on a diet. Within weeks after the Social Security Administration said it was increasing transparency and accountability, the agency reported moved its communications off of its website and onto the Elon Musk-owned social media platform X. This is for Lana Banana. The Social Security Administration, or SSA, has used press releases on its own website to share news, especially on the middle of the major changes announced in the last 2 months, including staff reductions and all that stuff. But the agency will be using X to communicate to the press and the public, says Linda Kerr Davis, Midwest and Western Regional Commissioner, said in a call with employees on Thursday. If you're used to getting press releases and dear colleague letters, you might want to subscribe to the official SSA X account so you can stay up to date on agency news. I know this probably sounds very foreign to you. It did to me as well, and not what we're used to, but we are in different times now. Wire actually reported, this is from MarketWatch.com, Wire also reported that the press releases and dear colleague letters would cease to be posted on the website and be found on X. And it wasn't clear if the move to X would affect just regional offices or the agency as a whole. Social Security Administration didn't immediately respond because there's probably nobody there to a request for comment. The agency reposted the Wired story Friday night, claimed it was false. Social Security will continue to communicate through any and all mediums. So Social Security is saying it's false. White House spokesperson Liz Houston denied the reported claims, labeling them as misleading in a statement provided to MarketWatch. Social Security Administration is actively communicating with beneficiaries and stakeholders. And, of course, people complained where? On X. You may as well put your stuff on X. Because at this point, it's where they are. And I don't care what anybody says. If that's where the people are, that is where you go. Kind of makes sense to me. I think I should probably be on. Are you on X?
I do have a Twitter account or X, whatever we're referring it to.
Okay, but you don't go on there because it's for old people, right?
My algorithm would look much different than yours.
I wouldn't be too sure about that, but okay. See, younger people just make really like weird assumptions that they're just, you know, well, it'd be different from mine. everybody's algorithm is different. Everybody is different. So for you to say that, I'm insulted. And it's only Monday. I'll do anything for something free. So, you know. And so we can't do dinner. So, oh, that's right. You owe me a cigar. So, okay. That's like cigar number like 8. I just pulled out a red. His face was like, dude, maybe like 2. 8? No. See, rule number 1. Never work with other people who have degrees. They can count. They like having education and you can't jack them, right? You'd be like, so. They'd be like, well, no, actually. Yes, I had a class on that. You'd be like, just can't pull it over. And now with 101.7 The Truth Traffic, here's Debbie Lazica.
Eastbound 94, got a little pocket of heavy traffic past Brookfield Road, and then again from the zoo all the way to Holly Road, and then coming out of the stadium interchange to 27th. Westbound is tight out of the Marquette all the way to 35th. Southbound 43, watch for delays from before Fond du Lac Avenue all the way down to the KK River. Northbound is backing up from just before Fond du Lac Avenue all the way to Keefe. And checking the TMJ4 Storm Team forecast tonight, mostly cloudy skies, breezy, a few showers later on, a low of 38. Tomorrow, a few snow showers early, afternoon sun, breezy with a high of 50. For the WTMJ Traffic Center, I'm Debbie Lazaga on 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, the Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, the Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yo, Dave, you get the sticks. Slim, get the bass. Yo, are you ready to kick it? Here we go. Yeah.
Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2.
Turn them up.
Turn it up just a little bit.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. Hey, calling all black-owned business owners and entrepreneurs. Are you looking to share your story and grow your reach? We teamed up with Associated Bank for our black-owned business give back at each quarter. 4 lucky business owners will win an opportunity to spotlight their brand and journey on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. So to sign up for your business spotlight interviews, visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That's blackbusinessgiveback.com. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank member, FDIC. Hey. Y'all remember that, baby. Y'all wasn't even born when that music came out. Wasn't even born. Don't know music. Y'all have no idea what New Jack Swing is. New Jack Swing. Although y'all love it. So what is the genre of music that Gen Z likes that's not theirs? Because everybody has that time where they like music, but it's not theirs. What's yours?
Do you know what drill rap is?
Yeah, I know what drill rap is. Stop asking me questions like that's insulting. Like literally that's insulting. Do you know what drill rap is? Oh, little pet, like patting me on my head, like, really? You know what I call it? Mumble rap.
People say all rap nowadays is mumble rap.
My point? Okay. But I know drill is different. I know. It's. Yes, I know. So you like drill rap. Why is that? But that's kind of close to your... Like, I mean something outside.
I cannot think of another
really
genre that hasn't at least been created
really
decades before.
Rap wasn't invented decades before. It was a new, it came out of house and permeated and then morphed. And now it's hip hop. And hip-hop is a euphemism for rap, drill, all that. Even though people try to separate it out and people argue and complain, they don't grasp that, it's just branding. Oh, we'll just call it hip-hop. Actually, what it is the American Music Awards being lazy and probably racist and decided that we're going to give y'all one. We got like nine. You get one and spoken word. That's it. See you later. Because most of the music that we have today, they heard what some black person did and then did it. And my proof is Elvis Presley will tell you where he got his music from, who he listened to. And it's not a negative. I don't take it as a negative. That's not a. It's just at some point you get tired of. It's almost you don't want to create something because you know if you create it, you're gonna lose it. Somebody's gonna come in and say it's theirs, just like Rolling Stone magazine did when they said Deborah Harry invented rap. Stupidity. They got called out, and I think they lost their luster after that point. We're talking Rolling Stone magazine, and thank God it wasn't Nelson George because he was a prolific writer back in the day. Makes no sense. So, I don't know. 833-212-1017 is the number. I'm behind already anyway. Hey, Little Banana, what's going on?
Hey, Dr. Harris, how are you? I'm fine.
I'm good. I got this cold in the back of my throat because I get a cold, that transitional cold between hot and cold and hot. And I...
You know, ginger brandy. Just a little bit, just to wet your whistle.
I don't drink like that.
No shot.
I don't drink like that.
I know, but just a little bit.
You it can't ain't say I know, but.
Not a shot.
Okay, you can't not say
even
I
half
know, but.
A shot.
You can't say I
it's
know,
just
but.
Enough.
I said no.
Let's see how much it is.
Show some
that's
respect.
The size of a,
show some respect.
It's about the size of half of a dime.
I said no.
The size of half of
did
a dime.
Did I say no?
Okay, well, if you change your mind, those are one of them, okay?
Nah, I'm not going to change my mind. Like, why is it that people will just dismiss conspiracy theory? People will dismiss what you say, even when you give them direct, specific information to the contrary.
Because I don't get cold. That's what I do.
I don't care.
I'm just sharing some knowledge with you.
I just said I
okay,
ain't
okay, well,
enough.
That's fine.
No, don't. No,
that's
no, no,
fine.
No, no, no. If you get to beat me up, I get to beat you up, too. Anyway, go ahead.
I ain't going to beat you up. I ain't going to beat you up. Here.
Yes,
I
ma'am.
Mean, yeah, I'm not.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just no, but, yes. No, just. Now, just a little lesson here, like standard when I call. I think the reason why she think that
her name
like
was Sue, by the way. Her name was Sue.
Sue.
Yes.
Sue. Okay. I'm glad she called. You know what I'm saying? And she wasn't all offensive and everything. And I appreciate that, Sue. Okay, continue that. And what I want to say is that you know the media put us in a negative way, and they show you know the negative. Attributes of the black people instead of showing the positive ones, and then you know the history of us is not being taught. So just don't look at things on the surface. Just look at it and see the like the origination of it, and see how you know you can critical think and use empathy and think with an open mind and heart, and see how you know a solution can work for both of us, not just to see what's in your favor.
But why is it that when stuff happens, black people always are concerned about everybody else instead of themselves? Like, what is that? That when something happens, we include everybody instead of taking care of ourselves.
I don't.
Instead of taking care of yourself.
Don't.
Like, what is that?
I
well,
don't.
Because we want to be like, you know, Al has something right. You know, we got to be, you know, we got to want people to like us. When in fact, it doesn't
I
matter
don't.
Whether or not people can pretend to like you. And you still think they do?
Yeah.
So what is that?
So, I don't know, but I don't do those things. I'm about my black people first. You know what I'm saying? Because you know every time when we you know join you know whites and Asians or whatever
right
to you know assist them in their whatever
struggle
movement or whatever
struggle
thank you. that what we're actually doing is that it seems like we work a little harder than they do when we, you know, try to protest for them.
But what is that? What is that?
To me, it's like I think we want to let them know that we're good people. We're not bad.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know, but I don't do that. I don't do that, Dr. Harris.
All right.
Well, I don't do that. I take care of mine and me first.
I appreciate it. All right. Take care.
Yeah. All right, Pete.
833-212-1017 is the number. Vincent, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Good evening, Dr. Kent.
Hey.
On your 5 at 5, it was the first time I heard that the Trump administration refuses to bring back this American citizen.
Well, it's both of them, that Trump and El Salvador is not going to release him. So it's easy, I'm sure,
if the Trump administration, because they're paying for these individuals.
No, this guy actually said he ain't giving him back. Like, he didn't care. The president didn't care what Trump wanted. If Trump had said he wanted him back, he wouldn't give him back. He told him, I ain't sending him back. He considers him a terrorist, and he's not releasing him.
Oh. He considers him a terrorist. Okay,
this is what the El Salvadorian president said.
I understand, but the fact is, I think that our government probably has a lot of influence on the El Salvadoran government.
See, now that's a conspiracy theory. You're making up a reason to support what you believe when, in fact, it's not steeped in any fact. You just believe that.
The fact is, the American taxpayers are paying for the El Salvadorian government to hold these individuals down there. So the fact is, we got money behind.
How do you know that?
Well, they said they're paying over $3 million for them to hold these individuals down there. This is what we're paying as taxpayers in order to hold these individuals down there.
Who said that?
And so who said that? That's on national news. That's on Fox News. That's whatever news program you want to look at.
Do you watch Fox News?
I watch Fox News every once in a while. Yes, I do.
So the odds of you. Okay. All right.
So. But my point is that when you look at the Supreme Court, I wonder, do they have enough cojones in order to put pressure on the Trump administration by holding people in contempt to bring this guy back, because they said they need to
they can't go in a foreign country and bring them back. They said they have to have facilitated, but they can't make them come back. You know, that's why the Supreme Court said facilitate, because you can't go in someone else's sovereign country and abduct somebody out of a prison and bring them back. That's just life.
We need to see whatever efforts that the Trump administration is putting towards this, because the fact is,
well, I already told you he's not putting any.
Well, that's my point. That if he's not putting any, then that is in contempt of the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court says you need to try to get this individual back, and when he says he's not going to do it,
but it said try. It didn't say, it said facilitate. It didn't say bring him back. It said facilitate.
Bringing him back. And Donald Trump and his administration said they're not.
Listen what I'm saying. Him meeting with the president gives him that, I tried. And the president said no. So there it is. He fulfilled. It's dumb, but he fulfilled it.
Okay.
It's dumb. Okay. He's not facilitating anything. He don't care.
This is my point. The point is that Supreme Courts need to put pressure. They need to put people in contempt of court and see and make sure it's submission. Because if he doesn't, don't be surprised.
You got about 20
Trump
seconds.
Says he's not going to follow. He's not going to follow any other rulings from the Supreme Court of the United States.
I'm not going to argue with it. I got to roll because I'm way behind. But
all right, did that.
Take care.
Take care.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
It's time to go, y'all. It's been fun. Lana Banana. Who else? Reginald. Who else been rolling up in here causing me trouble today? Aunt Al. Sue. Vincent. All y'all causing me trouble. And I appreciate every single second of it. Because that's why you are part of Truth Nation. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Truth Unfiltered is coming up at 6 o'clock. Denise Thomas, myself, Dr. Ken Harris. We get into a really big argument, by the way. It's great. But you know me. I'm always a gentleman. Always got to back up and be nice. Which is what we do here. So God bless. Take care. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate you. I'm still in that Tundra Trio hat. I'm just saying, so don't take that off. Hey, love y'all. I'm out.